This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Canada is making an explosive allegation that India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil. But thus far, Canada's allies are voicing measured concern about what happened. They are calling for a full investigation, but none of Canada's key allies, not the U.S., Britain, Australia, or New Zealand, has echoed the allegations of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We're standing up for the rules-based order. We're standing up for the rule of law. We're highlighting how unacceptable it would be for any country to be involved in the killing of a citizen on their own home soil.
These days, India is just too important to alienate. The Biden administration and governments of other allies want to maintain strong ties with India because of its economic might and as a counterweight to China's rising assertiveness. As the UN General Assembly debate continued into its third day, human rights lawyer Amal Clooney and world leaders Thursday pleaded for more attention to be paid to the war in Sudan and for accountability in fighting that has killed thousands and displaced millions of civilians.
The tragedy that I'm describing is one that we've seen before. We literally could be having this conversation 20 years ago. Targeted ethnic violence, the burning of villages, mass murder, and fleeing civilian, that was Darfur 2 decades ago. And now this nightmare is unfolding again. Why? We all know it's because those responsible for the crimes were never forced to answer for them.
Ethnically motivated attacks perpetrated by Sudan's RSF and allied militia have killed hundreds in West Darfur, the United Nations human rights chief said this month. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden will announce a new military aid package for Ukraine on Thursday that will include air defense systems and other weaponry to help Kyiv ahead of a tough winter, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
To help defend against assaults like this one, assaults from the air, President Biden will announce a new package of military assistance today that includes significant air defense capabilities to help Ukraine protect its people.
Sullivan, briefing reporters, said the timing of the package coincided with the White House visit by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Sullivan also said that Poland would, quote, continue to stand behind Ukraine. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have met on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that the meeting is boosting hopes of resumption of harmonious relations between the countries.
On the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met for the first time in person with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The meeting is a milestone in recent rapprochement efforts after a rocky relationship in the past when both often traded angry barbs. Analysts say the past will not be an obstacle moving forward. In a tweet, Turkish officials described the meeting as positive, with talks focusing on energy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The public in Gabon appears to support the military junta's arrest and detention of the son of ousted President Ali Bongo and members of his cabinet, Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports.
Jean-Ghislain Ngulu, Noureddin Bongo Valentin, Steve Nzego.
André Patrick Reponnant, the state prosecutor for Libreville, tells Gabon's national television three people, including Sylvia Bongo Ondimba, ousted President Ali Bongo's wife, are being held under house arrest. Gabon's government accuses Sylvia of attempting to protect people involved in crime. Reponnant said Ali Bongo's eldest son, Noureddin Bongo Valentin, former presidential spokesman Jesse Eli Ekoga, and five other close aides of the deposed leader are being held in provisional detention. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The United States had 3.5 million residents who identify as Middle Eastern or North African. Venezuelans were the fastest growing Hispanic group last decade, and Chinese and Asian Indians were the two largest Asian population groups. That's according to the 2020 census and most detailed figures on race and ethnicity released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.